Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, coconut oil has been considered to be harmful for the body. People say, oh, don't use coconuts. They're high in saturated fat. However, that the health benefits of coconut oil seem to be endless. And my guest is Dr. Tricia Pisoda. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition scientist in Washington, D.C. So, Dr. Pisoda, tell us a little bit about coconut oil. Is it good for us or is it bad for us?
Well, there's some many noted health benefits of coconut oil. As you noted, that it is high in saturated fat. However, it has a unique blend of different fatty acids, and these seem to behave differently than other saturated fats in our body. And so some of the health benefits are that it can actually increase our good cholesterol or HDL cholesterol, and it's also composed of medium-chain fatty acids, which have antimicrobial properties, which we talk about. They can be helpful for fighting yeast, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. And these fatty acids are also easy to digest.
Now, I've also heard that it can help, you know, not with weight loss, but not gaining weight, and even abdominal fat. I mean, they just talk about so many things with coconut oil.
Yeah, that's some of those benefits have been noted as well. Right now, there's no human research regarding that aspect or that benefit. However, animal research shows that consistently, that, you know, you feed mice and pigs and different animals coconut oil, and there tends to be maintenance of weight or even some weight lost, and they're preserving lean muscle mass as opposed to gaining abdominal fat or fat all over their bodies, as you mentioned. And anecdotally, we see this in humans as well consistently.
What about blood sugar and thyroid?
We also see some benefits there as well. At this point in time, we don't know a ton about cause and effect and what's the mechanism behind these associations, but it appears that diets that are higher in coconut oil, or that's the main source of fat, are associated with having better glucose control, less risk for diabetes, and better control of thyroid hormones, in addition to other hormones that are actually related to our appetite. So that's another thing that gets back to the effects on our body weight and weight loss.
Now, you know, Dr. Pisoda, people have been using coconut. Obviously, the Hawaiians have been using it on their skin for very, very long. And there's so many uses, not only, you know, for inside, but topical uses. I've heard it used for diaper rash and as a skin oil and, you know, as a hair conditioner, so many different things.
Yeah, it has many topical uses, and it absorbs really easily into our skin, and it's really not greasy. So some people would think it would be because of its fat content. However, it can be used, as you mentioned, for moisturizing, conditioning. I've even heard it used for anti-aging creams, a lot of homemade products. And some people even claim that it can help treat sunburns and acne and other skin ailments like psoriasis and eczema.
Wow, you know, that really, it makes it sound amazing. Is it affected by heating it? So if we were to cook with it, which I love to do, make chicken or kimchi, do all these things, does it affect its properties if you heat it?
As far as cooking with it, it's a great ingredient to use, especially favored by vegans and vegetarians because they're trying to get their saturated fat from plant foods instead of animal sources. It has a great flavor, and it doesn't affect the color, and it's good for frying foods because it actually tolerates a high temperature, what we call, it has a high smoke point. And if you're using it in baking, you can easily substitute it for other oils or melted butter. You can melt it beforehand. Some people use it in its solid form in place of things like Crisco, and it's definitely much healthier than using Crisco or butter.
So by heating it, you're not affecting its healthy properties.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, it can be affected in terms of the heating process, and that's, one of the reasons why it actually makes foods shelf-stable, as we talk about. That's why you'll see it in various processed foods. But it's not going to, affect our health benefits that we're getting from it. It actually is a better source of fat when we're baking and cooking.
So people can buy extra virgin coconut oil, you know, at our Whole Foods. Now, what about coconut products then as a result, like coconut milk? And we see coconut water all over the place now. And so are these things similar, or are we mainly talking about the extra virgin oil?
We're mainly talking about the oil, although, you know, those products are very popular. Again, there's not too much research to show that they are have as much of the health benefits. However, they are derived from the same, you know, initial ingredient, the coconut. So they might have some other benefits that aren't necessarily linked straight to the fatty acid profile, especially like in coconut water. Since it doesn't have all that fat in there. But it'll have other nutrients that come from plants that are beneficial as well. We talk about phytonutrients and antioxidants.
Now, do you get any of those benefits? You said it's easily absorbed into the skin. So do you get those antioxidants in the skin, you know, if you use it topically?
It's speculated. We don't know exactly right now, but that is one of the reasons why people say that it's been used for hundreds of years topically. You know, it has anti-aging effects, and it could be attributed to those antioxidants.
Well, how would you use it? I mean, so if you're going out in the sun, you're not going to want to put on coconut oil because that's going to act like baby oil, right? I mean, you're going to fry up in that case.
Yes. You would want to use it afterwards. You would want to use it, you know, as a moisturizer, say after you come in from the sun, whether it's to treat a sunburn or just to, you know, replenish your skin with some moisture and that type of thing when you're using it topically. It also is shown to have some very soothing effects in terms of stress relief, so because of the scent of coconut oil. So it could be used, you know, more like a massage oil on your temples or on your scalp or on your neck to relieve some stress as well. So topical uses, you know, there's a variety of them with coconut oil.
Well, and you know, I when I mentioned diaper rash before, I tried it with my kids, and because of the scent, well, first of all, people thought I was dipping my little babies in coconuts, you know, ready to cook them up or something, but it may, you know, I mean, you use it kind of just like you'd use those diaper rash creams that are so greasy and so thick. Oh my God. And this was just much lighter, much thinner, and it really worked wonders.
Yep, exactly. It's because of those properties how it absorbs right into the skin easily.
But I've never tried it on my hair. Have you?
I have in terms of like a conditioner or a mask, and it's really, you know, my hair felt so soft afterwards.
Now then, did it rinse out pretty well?
Yep. Yeah, it was great.
So you used it kind of like a conditioner, left it in a while, and then rinsed it out.
Exactly.
Wow. And it rinsed out. It didn't leave a greasy sort of mask on your hair or any of that sort of thing?
Nope, just like any other, you know, deep conditioning treatment, it rinsed out and it actually left it, you know, better than when I started.
Wow, well, that is certainly going to be my next thing. I'm going to try that today, and we can all put some coconut oil on our skin. So, Dr. Pasoda, in the last 30 or 45 seconds here, give us your best advice for coconut oil, the health benefits and ways to use it.
Coconut oil is definitely a great source of healthier saturated fats. So it's important to use it in moderation because it is a fat. However, if you are, it's a great substitute for other fats in our diet, such as trans fat and butter. And it can be used in your cooking, in your food production, and also topically for all the benefits we've discussed.
So it can be used in so many different ways. And as a flavorizer, it's wonderful, too. And it can take high heat, so you can cook it. It melts very clear. It's so pretty in the pan. You can take even bitter greens like kale, work wonders in there. So try a little coconut oil today, because it might just be the what you've been looking for your skin and hair and as a nice cooking fat. It's very healthy for you. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.